All right, welcome back. As always, at this time on a Monday, we catch up with our good friend Mike Lee, the managing editor at Crane's Detroit Business, brought to you by Mercantile Bank. Looking for a new business bank? Mercantile can help drive your business forward. Learn more at mercbank.com. Good morning to you, Mike Lee.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
We are well. It's good to have you back on again on a Monday morning. What's going on with the Buick City site up in Flint? There's maybe a new bit of life being breathed into that site.
Yeah, a little bit of intrigue circling around the Buick City site along 475 in Flint, former General Motors site, obviously. A company called Hillwood Sterling, which is one of the players in that, is Ross Perot Jr., if the name from the past. They have under contract about 200 acres at Buick City, and that company is—it's not quite clear what they plan for it, but it's a company that has developed some major data centers in other areas. They have real credentials in that area. They built a metadata center in Fort Worth and others. Neither company is confirming what they're going to do with this, and they have not gone before the city council yet. Interestingly enough, the mayor, we caught up with the mayor who told us that about a week and a half ago that he hadn't heard, the first he'd heard of anything there, and he didn't know of any data center project. But very suddenly thereafter, the city council took up a moratorium on data centers, which they have not yet passed, but is still on the table to pause any data center development for 12 months. Obviously, this is a site that Flint would love to have redeveloped back into productive use. That's been kind of a emblematic of Flint's troubles after GM, I won't say abandoned the city, but shrunk its presence in the city. And there's been many ambitious development pitches there, EV battery plant, even an assembly plant that haven't come to fruition. So kind of a balancing act here of possibly getting this site redeveloped versus the kind of political radioactivity of a potential data center development. So this is one we'll keep watching going forward.
And Mike, speaking of data centers, how are the data centers affecting the state's two major utility heads from, meeting that clean energy mandate if affected by the state?
Yeah, it's an interesting time to be the CEO of an electric utility, to say the least. We had the two CEOs of DTE and Consumers Energy, Joy Harris and Garrick Rochow, at our power breakfast last week. And one of the more interesting threads there was, the utilities have this legally mandated clean energy target to have 100% clean energy by the year 2040. That is running into a couple of issues, one of which is the loss of some federal clean energy tax credits that are going away over the next several years that will make it tougher to get there, and also increasing demand from the data centers that we've been talking about, which do use a lot of power. Those are all complicating the drive to get there. Now, both of them say they're still, their companies are still committed and will be able to meet this mandate if they need to. It's a matter of how much it will cost. Honestly, the federal renewable policy has changed dramatically under Trump. He's even, he's ordered one of the last coal plants in the state to stay open, which Mr. Rochow says costs ratepayers $15 million a month. He's looking to spread that pain around. They both say the data centers actually save regular customers money, spread the costs across a larger customer base. That's a tough sell right now, but we'll see how that changes going forward.
Meanwhile, Atwater Brewery's coming home.
Yeah, hometown brand that got sold to a major drinks conglomerate is back under local ownership. Mark Reith, the Detroit entrepreneur who started Atwater, has signed a deal to reacquire it. It had been owned most recently by Tilray Brands, which is a very large beverage manufacturer. Reith had sold the brewery to Molson Coors 6 years ago. expected to close the deal to bring it back under local ownership this summer. He started the brewery in 2002, prominently has a tap room and manufacturing down by the river on the east side of Detroit. Interestingly, he's acquired a few other business lines, one of which is Velvet Peanut Butter, which is an old time Detroit brand.
Yeah.
I can picture the label. He has plans to bring manufacturing for that to Detroit, believe it or not, in the complex by the river. So he's got a varied business interest. He said he wanted to buy back Atwater to preserve the brand. Its footprint had shrunk under Tilray's ownership, and he really wanted to see it continue as you know, people are turning away from beer a little bit and the craft brewing craze has slowed down.
I feel like we need a mishmash of Atwater and Velvet. It'd be pretty good. Mike Lee, always appreciate it. Good talking with you. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got it. Coming up next, we know Michigan State's agricultural program is top-notch. Well, they are working on something for FIFA. We'll tell you what it is next on JR Morning.